Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone, I'm Cassie Scirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connection.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me too. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am.
Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reiss Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connections soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday, and I'm Dawn Reiss, and
Elisa V.
That's right. We're here at the station, and I hope you're having a wonderful day. Of course, that was my intro of all the things that we do. And I have to tell you, Lisa, before we start, I was at the Dunedin International Film Festival with Cameron. Wow. It was amazing as ever. And I do have some film directors that will be calling in, and you're going to be going to the Central Film Festival.
I am.
Yes, that's exciting. Over the weekend?
Yes, it's going to be in Mount Dora this year.
Yes. Oh, my gosh, exciting.
Beautiful.
So we have a little song. I think we have our first. We always like to start out the show. You have some questions as well with her. We have a miracle story, and I love miracle stories. If you have one, you can please inbox me and let me know. And then also, let's play that song for her. And this is just the beginning. I like this song. It's Barry Manilow. All right, we'll just play this for a second. And I hope you have a miracle year.
Would you believe where I've been?
Beaminghope.org. Right.
www.beaminghope.org. They will be live at 7 o'clock tonight.
It's a miracle.
A jubilant
miracle. And we have one on the phone. Are you there?
Hi, this is Regina. Hi, Dawn. How are you?
Hi, Regina. Make sure you're not on speaker. We're live on the air. I know we had played your song last week, and we have such a short time this half hour because we have a special at 6:30 with one of my reporters. And tell me a little bit, you know, besides you being a singer-songwriter, you have a miracle story. Something happened to you.
I do, yeah. And I have my AirPods in, so I just want to make sure there's no echo.
Oh, no, it's good. Very good.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. Just want to make sure. So, yeah, my brother and I drowned when we were kids, actually. So my brother was 7. I was 9. He fell into the deep end of a swimming pool. I tried to pull him out. He pulled me in.
Hmm.
And my heart stopped beating for 13 minutes and his for 17 minutes. Luckily, the owner of the home that we were at, our neighbor's home, he was an EMT, and he had just gotten home. And so he pulled us out because his son was one of our friends, and so that's who we were hanging out with. And his son went and told him, pulled us out, gave us CPR, and then we were airlifted to a children's hospital where we were put on life support for several days.
Oh, wow.
And the doctors had let my parents know that basically my brother was likely not to make it, and that if I was going to make it, I would be a vegetable and have a difficult time ever saying my name again.
Hmm. And how old are you now? How about this happened when you were a kid?
I'm 29.
29. Okay.
Yeah, so 20 years ago.
Wow. Did you go through any spiritual thing at that time? Did you leave your body, or did something happen, or did you see anything?
I mean, did you feel literally like God's hands? Because that's the only explanation here.
Right.
God is the only way that happened.
Seriously, yeah. So we were not religious very much before. I mean, we were baptized and all that, but we were more like the priest or religion, right? Going to church Christmas and Easter.
Exactly.
And after that experience, we started going to church a lot more. My parents basically put out this big call. We lived in Salt Lake City at the time, so big Mormon population. And while we're not Mormon, they are just such a great community of people, and they rally. And so my parents put out a call, like, if any religion wanted to come and pray over us, they could. So they had Mormon priests, they had Catholic bishops, they had, I think they even had like rabbis and Buddhist monks come, or like, you know, church leaders come and pray for us at the hospital. So they really just put out an open invitation. And a few days later, I came out of the medically induced coma or life support. Don't know the technical term. And I was lower, but I was fine. You know, I was doing advanced math and reading in first grade or second grade. And then I did fall to grade level. So, I mean, that's fine.
But you came out of this, I mean, after all the prayer, and then you came out of this. Mm-hmm. I mean, did you go through, did you see anything, or did, when they said you were clinically dead?
Yeah, so when I passed, I don't remember necessarily visually anything, but I do remember just this overwhelming sensation of love and peace.
Wow.
And I think that's beautiful. And then ever since then, I actually have been able to see and communicate with spirits. Spirits, angels, and demonic energies as well, unfortunately, but I've learned how to deal with that. And then my brother has dream premonitions.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna stop you there, because I know we only have a half hour. We have two other guests on the show, and then we've got. Let's go to part two with you on that next week. Let's have them hanging on that, and then we'll just have you on as first guest and talk about that extra what happened afterwards. Are you available next week?
Yeah, of course.
Perfect. I followed her on TikTok, by the way. She's amazing.
Yes, definitely go follow my TikTok. I am launching a Hey Hero, so there's been just a lot of interest of people needing help with spirits. And so I am launching that this next week, so that way I can help people with this.
Wow, that's amazing.
So definitely find me on social. It's Regina_Hart_. And I'd love to help you out.
All right. Well, we're going to be back next week for that for sure. And I've got to get our other guest on, and we'll just have that second part two next week. So tune back in. Thank you, Regina.
I love it, Dawn. Thank you so much.
Thank you. She's going to be back. So what do you think of that? Remember the other lady that drowned in the pool? And then that Colorado director wants to do a movie on her? So you never know. We're going to go to another quick guest real quick. We have on the air right now. Is it Jake? It is.
Yeah, Jake Abel here.
Hi, Jake. Is your partner with you?
Yeah, not this evening. You're stuck with me. Oh, you're not stuck with me. Hi, Jared.
Jake and Jared. Hi, guys. I know you don't have a trailer. We met at the Dunedin Film Festival, and I thank you for my sense of humor, you know, because I was telling Lisa, I was like, right when I interviewed you, Jake, I'm like, Jake from State Farm. Jake, what are you wearing?
I'm telling you, I actually talked to a guy at State Farm whose name was Jake. I said, no, seriously? He goes, no, I'm not kidding you. This is the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Well, Jake and Jared, they're out of Colorado, correct?
That's correct. We run a film festival in the mountains of Southwest Colorado, but yeah, we're both based in Nashville for most of the year.
Very cool. And tell us where they can send their videos and everything to your film. And yours, Lisa.
That we're doing.
Yes, Lisa wants to go too. You want to go to Colorado?
Yes, I'll be right there. Are you kidding me? I also speak Spanish for anybody who's Spanish there.
There you go.
If you go to our website, urayinternationalfilmfest.com, you can find all the details there, and there's a button there to submit your film via Film Freeway, which is kind of the major festival platform. So if you just type in Uray on Film Freeway, mm-hmm. you can find this, or urayinternationalfilmfest.com.
And what date is that?
That's June 25th through 27th. Of this summer. And also, the name of our town, Uray, where we host this film festival, is spelled O-U-R-A-Y for folks who are looking to Google the film festival.
I appreciate that. And how did you guys do at Dunedin Film Festival?
We had a great time. We had some experience in that part of the country, and we actually had started drafting the early phases of the script for our film out on Honeymoon Island, you know, just off the coast there of Dunedin. So it was a real pleasure to get to bring the film home. I think this was our 12th film festival, and so it was a real delight to get to, you know, bring it back to the place where we started working on the script over a year ago.
Wow. And just tell us, I know I haven't been in half because it goes so fast. We have another special in this half hour. We had to cut the show in half. Tell us a little bit about the movie.
Jared, you want to take that?
It's set in 1893 in southwestern Colorado on a working cattle ranch, and it's about a woman named Marcy whose husband leaves her, and she stays to work on the homestead, and her daily routine becomes interrupted as an itinerant priest on his way to Silverton gets lost on her property, and she takes him in and she nurses him back to health, and in the meantime they form this really unique bond around feelings of loneliness and loss, and eventually he has to leave to heed his call to go to Silverton. And so in that way, it kind of examines kind of, you know, these fleeting moments of connection and kind of the impression people can leave on us after they've gone.
Wow, that sounds amazing. You know, it's such a pleasure to meet both of you guys. Just give your social media real quick to everybody, as this will be up on YouTube after the show. And we're live right now on 106.1 FM The Heat.
Cool. Yeah. The best way to, like, see everything we're doing is Instagram.com/UrayFilmFest. Or Instagram.com/speakagainmovie.
Okay, all right. And we'll kind of get more involved, and maybe we can help out with some of your film directors and promote them on the air before your film festival and kind of give you some plugs on that. I know it goes so fast, guys. It was a pleasure meeting you, and thank you so much for my sense of humor and enjoying. And that interview is up under Dunedin International Film Festival 2021 on YouTube as well. So thanks, guys, for calling in, and we look forward to seeing you soon.
Cheers, Don. Thanks so much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
It goes so fast. And I know we have one more film director that we have on the air that I met on Clubhouse. And then it's Lisa. You've got some things to talk about
and
some guests. And if he's there and the Clubhouse, have you been on Clubhouse yet?
No.
Well, the first time
I had the boat show, and like I've been working three jobs and I got it now.
It overtook
me. This was my day off, and it we already know what happened.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get on it.
We'll go to a commercial in the meantime. We have you want to get cool, go to the ice rink like I do and cool off in Almerton at the skating rink, and we'll be right back. And we're just going to plug them real quick, and then Lisa's coming back, and then we have our tween show with Hollywood Connections. Stay tuned.
106.1 FM.
Looking to cool off in the summer or turn up the heat in the winter? Then head over to Clearwater Ice Arena, Tampa Bay Skating Academy Oldsmar, or TBSA Countryside. With three locations in the Tampa Bay area, you can enjoy a wide range of hockey and figure skating activities and programs. We offer youth and adult pickup hockey and leagues, skate, shoot, freestyle, and public skating times throughout the day, so you will want to come back again and again. It's fun for the whole family. And don't forget to schedule your next birthday party or private event with us. Visit TampaBayIce.com for more information.
Let me tell you about Pinellas County's best-kept secret, Spooner's Tire and Auto Care. Three locations to serve you. 6235 78th Avenue, Pinellas Park. Phone number 727-873-7967. 5582 66th Street North, St. Pete. 727-217-6667. And 7658 Almerton Road, Largo. 727-281-2020. Please, if you want the best care for your car, you want to go see Richard and the gang. Once again, Spooner's Tire and Auto Repair, three locations to serve you.
And if you'd like a commercial, please reach out to us at 727-871-7788. My commercials range from $20 to $25 right now, and it's phenomenal, and I will cut it for you or Lisa in Spanish, and you can also let me know. Let's go to that film director real quick. Are you there?
Yes, I am here. Hi, Dawn. How you doing?
Hi. Tell everybody your name.
Hi, everybody. My name is Robert Miley. I'm a filmmaker out of the Chicago area.
Yay.
Yay, Chicago. So tell us, I know we have a quick trailer of your film, and we'll be right back, and we're going to go and talk about it real quick. And then I know it's going so fast today. Stay tuned.
Officer, may I ask why we're being pulled over?
Man, what you doing on that side of town with them rednecks?
Man, them rednecks know what the they doing, though. You got to understand.
What's causing behind us? Frank, seriously, look at me.
Three suspicious white males. License and registration.
And we're back. And give everybody real quick, because I know my time is going and Lisa has to take the rest of the show. Tell everybody your social media.
So my social media is We Are Young Creatives. If you just type in Young Creatives on any social media platform, we'll come up. We're the logo with the brain and the plant growing out of it. Can't miss it.
Perfect. And this film, just sum it up within a minute.
Okay, so pretty much where we are as a country or as a world, you know, we're all pretty much on the same page. There's a lot of injustice that goes on. And what we wanted to do as filmmakers, you know, our voice is in our media of film. So, you know, I'm not much of a protester. I'm not much of someone who's on the front lines, but I am someone who's a visionary. So this film was made for the people who maybe don't share the same perspective when it comes to our justice system and how they view people of color. Me being a black filmmaker, my partner's a Mexican-American filmmaker, so this was an issue that was really close to our heart.
we have my Spanish-speaking reporter.
Yeah, I'm Mexican and Irish, so there you go.
Hola.
Hola.
¿Cómo estás?
Bien, muy bien. ¿Y tú?
The español es muy mal.
Muy mal. That's okay. It sounded good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So it's pretty much a film that puts flips the perspective. You know, we've seen the narrative of white cops pulling over black teenagers. We rarely see the reverse of, you know, racist black cops pulling over white teenagers.
Right.
And we wanted to just exist that perspective and let people see that, and maybe it would make them feel a little bit different about their own views. And if it was happening to their children or their, you know, cousins, nephews, brothers, whatever the case may be.
Yeah, at least you have a question for them.
Well, I mean, I know being in media, it's hard for us not to, you know, our opinions and when we have to report, you're supposed to report and not be biased. And as a director, how hard was it for you to do this? Because you were always on the other side, and now you're seeing that there is brutality against, you know, other races besides, you know, African-American race. So.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah. As a director, you know, my biggest thing going into this was, you know, I don't want people to think I'm on the wrong side. I don't want people to think that I'm, for some reason, anti-white or something
right.
like this because I'm pushing that rhetoric. Really, what I wanted to do as a director, it was really hard for me. The hardest part was working with white actors and letting them understand that, you know, this script, you know, it has to be vulgar. It has to be real. I don't want to pull back on, you know, any of those things that you may hear a white officer say to a black person, if that officer is racist. So the hardest thing was that first meetup when I had to, like, tell my actors, you know, what we were going for. But, you know, after a couple minutes, they knew exactly what I was trying to do and what our mission was. And that it was coming from a good place, which is why we end the film with a good message. So if you watch it all the way through, you know, hold your criticisms until the very, very end.
I gotcha. I know. I want to have more time with you. I'm going to get in touch with you. We're going to have you come back again later on and then tell us what film festivals you'll be in. You just heard there's a guy from Colorado, Jake.
We need to put you two together.
Yeah, you can send your film over there and then we can
definitely.
See. For sure.
Yeah, everybody. It's Young Creatives. Just search it on all platforms. My name's Riley. I'm a director, full-time filmmaker. So yeah, Young Creatives.
Sounds good. I do have more questions to ask you, but we have to go. But I'm going to get you back on this month and talk about more films that you'll be working on as well in Chicago.
Let's do it.
Awesome, guys.
I'm down.
Yes.
We're live on Tan Talk Radio Network on YouTube, so tune in to us. And more film directors will be back. And stay tuned. It's only a half hour today because we have our special in about 10 minutes. All right. Thank you guys so much. All right. Lisa, take it away.
Yes. For those of you who are on Facebook, there is a great Facebook page. It's called I Love St. Pete. They have 67,000 members now, and they have a key tag program for businesses. And Stan Arthur started this years ago to get gigs for his band, and he makes a joke how he never got a gig for his band, but he connected St. Pete. And as of to date, 149 days, the Facebook page, over 67,000 people, have donated $62,624 to the program to help local people.
It's amazing.
I was one of them. Yeah. I was actually the first person that he said, you know what, I'm going to help her. She would do the same for me. I was in a situation, and now it's literally paid rents, kept people from being evicted, kept their cars from being repoed, even though it's not supposed to during the COVID situation. So those of you who would like to donate, please go to the I Love St. Pete Relief Fund PayPal page, and you'll see Stan's face there. You'll see the days. You'll see the dollar amounts. And I promise you, every single penny goes to the community. And Stan does not take one penny for gas. He pays for his own gas, pays for his own tolls, does it on his own lunch hours. So when I say, if you want to give to a local charity that will help the community, you want to give to the I Love St.
I'm going
to
do that with our sailboat, our Sunkist Charters very soon, so I'll be joining that program.
Yes, you will be joining, and then you'll be able to offer discounts, and it's just a great, great, great program. Yes. Thank you, Stan.
And you have more.
I actually, we were able to play the commercial for Spooner's Auto Tires and Auto, three locations, Almerton Road, St. Pete, Pinellas Park. Please tell Richard and the gang that we sent you, and if you mention this ad, you get 15% off a new set of tires. And I believe he'll do some special for a service. So.
Oh, well, I have to always go an Amazon product here. I don't know if you can see this, Lisa. I got this from Amazon. This is a headset that has Bluetooth, so I can listen to spa music when I fall asleep at night.
And didn't Joanne post that on Facebook?
I guess she did. She had one too. One of our other actress friends. And if you go actually to my TikTok on top, you can say shop with Dawn. And my Amazon affiliate. Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either until Chrissy and Cassie told me about it, that I can have an Amazon.
I got to become an affiliate under your affiliate and their affiliates and so on.
It's amazing. Yes.
Oh,
so what else
we have? What I need to do is work a fourth job just to pay for my Amazon. Now that I'm like in a building and it's like high up and everything, now I laugh because now the delivery drivers, I'm like, yep, I got to buzz you in. It's like we got locked in the building on New Year's Day. That was funny.
No.
The internet went down. Everybody's like, wait a minute, we can't get out the building. It was so funny.
Oh, no.
So, but yeah.
Well, also too is I got this from Amazon. It was $5.97 on the clearance. It's a fan that goes over your neck, and it's like $12 now.
Doesn't your nephew take it from you? I mean, your grandson.
Well, the other fan that I have for Disney. Right. So this one, well, I just broke it because my hair got caught.
Mine literally have eaten it alive.
But it does work. I'll have to have my husband pull it out with the tweezers. But anyways, so now you go to Disney, you need a fan. You know, you're walking around, it's hot out there and everything else. So anyways.
Disney couldn't handle you and I together. I would be striking a pose. I would be singing.
We're going to do that. We do have media into a couple things, but they kind of put everything on hold right now.
I'm going to make you laugh. I'm at the boat show and it's 7:30 in the morning. And The Greatest Love of All by Whitney Houston comes on. And I'm telling my boss, hey, I sing, and I'm about to cut a record. Don't worry, I'll give you a notice when I blow up. And, you know, she politely, oh, great. Well, I start singing The Greatest Love of All, and their faces, I said, I told you, I can really sing.
She can sing.
They were like,
she can sing.
No way. And it was funny because all the other guys, I was the only, like, female like detailer there,
but you're
gonna
running. You're gonna take your music and you're doing a documentary for the International Christian Film Festival.
I God said this is why you haven't released this song yet. This is why it's gonna go in the Central. I mean, I'm sorry, the Christian Film Festival. It's called Taken by Surprise.
Ooh.
How God Saved My Soul from Satan. That's the truth. It's the truth. And you're going to be interviewed, Pastor Joe. It's you guys really have no idea.
We
got
to go. We got to go to a Hollywood song. We'll be back for a second half with our tween talk. I'm Dawn Reese. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Have you or a friend ever dreamed of learning to fight with a lightsaber like your favorite Star Wars character? Toy lightsabers keep breaking? Then come out to Largo Park and join Pinellas Saber Corp for teaching sessions Friday nights from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And you can learn to fight with lightsabers that are made to fight with. These things are no joke. Made from polycarbonate tubing and aircraft-grade aluminum, these things can really take a beating. Pinellas Saber Corp welcomes members from ages 10 and up. Teaching sessions will be $20 for 2 hours for a limited time. time only. We'll teach your kids how to spar safely and with skill like their favorite Jedi or Sith. Contact us for more information at PinellasSaberCorp@gmail.com or check us out on Facebook at www.facebook.com/groups/PinellasSaberCorp.
Let me tell you about a company that not only gives back to the community, but cleans cancer patients and vets homes for free. Made to Order Florida, Inc. Located at 7030 Burlington Avenue North, St. Petersburg, Florida. Phone number 727-384-6243. Joanne has over 35 years of experience, and they always give back to the community through Love Thy Neighbor, which is a nonprofit that helps directly pay for the cancer patients and vets' homes and anybody who's in need for house cleaning. Please give them a call. Once again, 727-384-6243, and let Joanne know Lisa V sent you.
If you love Hallmark holiday movies, you'll love The Farmer and the Bell, Saving Santa Land, on video on demand, cable, and DVD. When a famous model returns to her childhood home and reconnects with a long-lost pen pal, she just may find what true beauty really is.
I came here looking for something I haven't found yet.
Maybe you found it, you just don't know it.
The Farmer and the Bell, Saving Santa Land. See it beginning November 17th on video on demand, cable, and DVD.
Hi, I'm Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections, and I am putting together a contest called Hollywood Star. Do you want to be the next Hollywood star? Do you model, act? Do you sing? Well, call this number, 727-871-7788, for your application registration. We will have you live on the air. You'll get the live video stream as well as Facebook and podcast. And you can be connected to agents, producers, casting directors, and we have a SAG agent under our show. So don't delay. Call now, 727-871-7788. I'll see you on the air. And we're back, Hollywood Connections Beauty Queen Special, and I would like to introduce our first tween talk under Hollywood Connections. We're so excited. Welcome. This is your first show.
It is, and I'm super, super excited.
I'm super excited for you, and you are carrying the title of National American Miss for Florida.
Well, yes, I was Florida, but then a couple of weeks ago at Thanksgiving week, I won the national title for the preteen division.
That's what I wanted to hear. Yes, you are. Now you're the national queen. And so tell us about Tween Talk and what you're going to be talking about and how old are you?
I am 12 years old, and Tween Talk is going to be a show where we're talking about all the latest trends. And our topic for today is the title that I'm holding, which is National American Miss Preteen, and I wanted to talk about the system and what it's all about.
I will tell you, and I have to throw this in, I judged for them for many years with Lauren Chapin from Father Knows Best. We were on tour.
Really? Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
I was one of their judges. They flew me all over the place, and I love Steve Mays and his wife, and I know that they're going to be watching and listening. We'll send this over to them.
Oh yeah, we love Steve and Kathleen.
So tell us what happened with the pageant. How many years have you been in it? It's your show. Take it away.
Yep. I started with National American Miss when I was about 5 years old. And, you know, I used to be a really shy, really in a shell, and I was about 5 years old. And now I've already bursted out of it. And even thanks to Miss Dawn, I love public speaking in front of others.
You have interviewed Mama Ali, Muhammad Ali's ex-wife. You've been on the red carpet of so many fashion shows and major red carpet events. It's been so exciting. How tall are you now?
I don't know. I think I'm about 5'3", and I used to be like really petite when I first started with Tan Talk.
Wow. And also, I see that you're kind of a brand ambassador for some big pageant. Was it Mark DeFang?
Yes, it is Mark DeFang. I'm one of their spokespeople. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So tell us more about National American Miss. Now, the first year that you went into it, you didn't give up. Tell us a little of that journey.
Well, I started when I was 5 years old, like I said. I didn't come home winning anything. But then the next year, I tried even harder, and I went that year with second runner-up. And then many years after that, I finally won the national title for the preteen division, which is what I was really excited for.
That's exciting. And you've done so much with your title. Tell us what you do, because you have a platform, and your mother works so hard. Hi, Lynn, just over in my engineer room over there. Tell us about your platform.
My platform is called Walk in Their Shoes, and I usually help with answering the cry of the poor. And what I do is I raise money for children in the Philippines by selling bracelets that I make with my own small business.
And where can they buy the bracelets?
You can go to my Instagram account, Aesthetic Accessories Incorporated, and that's on Instagram.
Oh, we're going to have to definitely social media that for sure. So take it away. This is your half hour. I know you've got some call-ins, some pageant girls are going to call in. Tell us more about National American Miss and the fun things like how to enter. What are the categories? All what you do.
If you would love to enter National American Miss and maybe even one day be in the spot I am, you can go to www.namiss.com and apply for your state pageant. And maybe, who knows, you might even see me there.
That's right. Now, you're going to be traveling with them too, right? What do you do?
I am. So this summer for the NAM Summer Tour, I'm going to be traveling across the country, meeting so many new girls. But my favorite part for that is being able to be a role model to others because, you know, I used to be a really shy five-year-old, and I really love how the National Queens would always help me grow confidence and self-esteem, and they would always be there for me if I was alone, and I'm really excited to fill in that legacy and fill in that spot.
You're doing a fabulous job representing the Nationals from all over the United States as well as Florida, too. I know you're the national title holder. So another thing, you have a modeling background. Tell us more about your modeling. Your photo shoots are phenomenal, and tell us about that.
Yes, speaking of photo shoots, actually this weekend, I just came from the National Queens photo shoot, which is the I Am Pageant Powerhouse photo shoot, which is something that I was really excited for because I love to work the camera.
I say that, and they're phenomenal. And we have the photos that your mom has out there, just so gorgeous and talented. Now, I know I'm working with some agents for you, and so I'll be working with your mom on that. And a little bit more about National American Miss. Tell us about the interview process. Tell us about what to do when they enter the different categories.
So I know sometimes people think of National American Miss as a place where you're showing off your makeup and your looks, but that is not what it's about. It's all about your personality and being true to who you are, which is really why one of my favorite ones is the interview process, because they ask you simple questions like, what do you want to be when you grow up? What's your favorite
color? What did
you
say?
For what I want to be when I grow up, I said I want to be a pediatrician because my mom is actually a type of doctor, and almost everyone from her side of the family is a type of doctor, and that's why I wanted to be a pediatrician.
That is amazing. Okay, so in the interview process, do you have to go around to different judges like when I was there? Or were they all in one panel?
Yep, it is a round robin where you get 1 minute with each judge. And of course, you just answer the questions and you're going to know the answers to all of them because they are all about you.
Very cool. Now, also, too, there's different categories that you can enter. What categories did you enter?
There are also optional things that you can do, like casual wear, where you get to do an off-the-rack outfit and you get to model it on the stage. Or you could do the spokesmodel, where you get to show off your public speaking skills and say a speech about a certain topic.
Do you have your speech memorized? Do you still have it? Do you remember it?
It's about like 1 minute, 30 seconds, and I do memorize it from like a while ago.
Right.
It was about Rosa Parks because it's one of the topics that I'm really passionate about.
Wow. What a go-getter. Okay, so take it away. I know we have some callers calling in. Do we have somebody on the phone already? Not yet? Okay. She's got ready to go. Let's take your first caller and take it away. It's your show. Caller.
Yeah, let's do her. We'll do that.
All right. And we are live. 106.1 FM, The Heat.
Hello. Can you please introduce yourself?
Make sure you're not on speaker. We're live on the radio.
Hello.
Hi, Ashlyn.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. So excited. The show is amazing so far. So
yep.
I wanted to ask you, what was your favorite interview question that they asked you at Nationals?
Ooh, that's a hard one because they asked me a lot of great questions, but I think my favorite question that they asked me is probably, why do you want to win the title? Because when they asked me that question, I said that I wanted to win the title because I got to be a role model to others and really encourage them, especially to get involved in their communities. So I really love being able to tell my passion to the judges.
That's a good question.
That is a good question. I also got asked that question, but your answer was definitely better than mine.
Now, who is the girl on the phone?
That is Ashlyn, and actually, when we were at the Feeding Tampa Bay, she was one of the people that you interviewed.
And she has a title. What's her title?
Can you please say your title, too?
Yes. So I am Ashlyn Diaz, the 2020 National American Miss Florida team.
And how old are you?
I am 18 years old.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mariana Lynn.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we'll go to the next person.
Next caller. This is National American Miss Hotline, live on the air.
Hi, can you please introduce yourself?
JD You need to talk to them because they may not know they're even on the air yet.
Okay. Hi, Jazzy. We're on the air right now. Can you please introduce yourself?
Make sure. Is she still there? We have to make sure that they're not in speakerphone because a lot of them will go speakerphone. He's going to try it again. And we have another caller as well. Let's see who's there. This is her first tween talk show. What are you going to be talking about on the tween talk? Different topics throughout the next couple months when you come back?
Yep. I think what we're planning to do is having a different topic for every time. And this week's topic is all about National American Miss and all about the pageant system, but also how I can carry out my other extracurricular activities. Like, not only do I love to do pageants, but I'm also a dancer and I also love to sing, too.
Oh, are you going to sing for us today?
I don't know about that. I wasn't prepared for that.
Well, I can't wait to hear that. Okay, is that caller back on yet, Tommy?
Well, we have Madeline.
Okay, Madeline is on the air. Take it away.
Oh.
Hi, Madeline.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Okay, are you ready for some questions to be interviewed?
Yes.
Go ahead.
So, what do you like to do? I know that you're a professional, so can you please explain that?
I like modeling and acting.
Ooh, what's your favorite part about doing modeling?
I just like dressing up and going down the runway and doing the top.
Ooh, that's awesome. And do you have any questions for me?
Can you tell me, like, about your singing and your dancing?
About my singing and dancing, okay. Well, I'm actually a competitive dancer, and if you know me, I love doing hip-hop, and I love going to competitions and really, you know, doing, like, professing or expressing myself on the stage, and that's my favorite part about dancing.
That's interesting.
Yeah, Madeline, she just won the National American Miss for Florida, and if you have any questions about that pageant system, she would be glad to answer them as well.
Is it okay if I ask something about myself?
Wait, make sure you're not on speaker, honey, because we're live on the air, and we hear echo a little bit. Are you there?
Hello.
Okay, better.
Okay.
I also have a show, and we would love to have you on our show. It's called Madeline and Mommy Show.
That's awesome. I would love to be on that show one day. That sounds really interesting.
Look, you're on the radio now. You got another radio show. Yeah. Fabulous. Okay, Madeline, any other questions about National American Miss and her title?
Yeah, what title did you win?
So first, in about August, I won the National American Miss Florida title representing Florida. And then in Thanksgiving week, I got to represent Florida, and I won the national title for the preteen division for National American Miss. And that's what I'm really excited for because I got to represent that title here on my show today.
That's very interesting.
Thank you.
And where did you go? Where was the Nationals held?
This year it was held in Orlando, Florida, and I was really excited because it's almost the neighbor to Tampa, so that's something I was really excited for, especially welcoming all of my state sister queens into my hometown.
That's amazing. And also, real quick, we have Madeline on the phone, too. I saw you got a bunch of gifts from National American Miss. What happens afterwards? I mean, you got so many gifts that came in. I'm like, is there like a Mrs. division? No,
so,
not yet.
This past weekend, we had our photo shoot for the I Am Pageant Powerhouse, which includes NAM and IJM. And what was one of the greatest parts about that is being able to get all of our sponsor prizes. And NAM loves our sponsors, and I also wanted to give a shout out to all of them too.
Oh, go for it. Yes. Do you have their names, the sponsors?
There's actually a lot of them.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So there's a list.
Yeah.
Very cool. Okay, Madeline, thank you so much. Any other questions for Madeline? She has a show. She was on the red carpet. She does a lot of interviews as well. And so any other questions for her, Madeline?
I just want to say congratulations.
Thank you
and
so much.
And if you wanted to find us anywhere, you can find us at Madeline Mommy Show, literally on any social media.
Yeah,
and
I would love to check that out.
Our email is madmommyshow2015@gmail.com.
Very cool. And you must be relaxing in that nice relaxing chair that your father gave you guys. I saw it on Facebook.
Yeah.
They got one of those nice massage chairs.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for calling in, Madeline. Okay, and you're live on the air. It's yours. Take it away.
Okay.
Okay. Hi. Can you please introduce yourself? You're on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Make sure you're not on speakerphone. We have to make sure all the callers, you know, that call in are not on speaker. Okay. You're there? You're on the air?
Yes. Hello? Can you hear me?
Hi. Can you please introduce your name?
I am Gabrielle, and I am the 2020 National American Miss Virginia Preteen.
Oh, it's so nice to talk to you again. So this is my friend Gabby, and we met through National American Miss.
And where is she calling from?
She's calling from all the way in Virginia.
Wow. And was she in the same age division as you or a different age division?
Yep. She is also a preteen. And just like I was representing Florida, she was the one representing Virginia. So that's how we met.
Oh, so cool. So can you tell us stories, both of you? Like, what did you do during your time there in Orlando?
I think
Go ahead. Thank you. I had a wonderful time at Nationals, because we were in Florida, and I absolutely love Florida. It's an amazing state. I know that we had a whole bunch of competitions, and I was able to meet a lot of girls from all across the country, and I feel like that was a wonderful experience because it was in COVID, and I haven't been outside for a while. So it's really nice to actually talk to some people my age, because I'm an only child.
Oh my gosh, I literally have almost the same story because I'm also an only child, and I was really looking forward to the national pageant because I got to meet so many new friends, especially during COVID. You know, I was in lockdown at my house, but then I finally got to go out and meet lots of new friends.
Yes.
So what is her platform?
Yeah, do you have a platform, Gabby? And if so, please share it.
I do. My platform is called The Confident and Clean Community. And it gets kids involved with an organization called Girls on the Run that teaches girls confidence, because they teach them how to run a 5K race. And I think that's amazing, because once you finish that race and cross the finish line, you're like, wow, I ran 3 miles and I never thought I would do that. And the clean side of the Confident and Clean Community is cleaning up local watersheds, because it's a super important topic for me, because the watersheds will someday flow out into the oceans and the lakes, and all that trash will just make the oceans more polluted. So to make some of the companies easier job, I want to clean up watersheds so that the ocean can be a little bit less polluted.
That's awesome. And then before you go, do you have any questions for me?
Absolutely. I have one question. Is how has pageantry changed your life?
Ooh, good one.
I can definitely say that pageantry has changed my life, specifically National American Miss. It has not only helped me grow confidence, but has helped me grow in so many skills, like when I'm in the evening gown portion. I got to learn lots of poise and how to smile and be in front of the judges. And in the interview portion, I got to learn how to answer questions all about myself and to learn how to be a public speaker in the personal introduction.
Absolutely, that's amazing.
And I also have a question for you too. What was your favorite part about the national pageant competition wise, like your favorite phase of competition?
Well, I really enjoy the spokesmodel competition, because that's where you get to create a 1 minute speech about something that you love, and it's super cool because it's just a competition, but also you're getting your message across to a whole bunch of people, and especially when it's live stream at the national competition. I also think it's amazing because I used to be someone who didn't really have proper speech, and I didn't know basically how to talk with proper language and how to be able to present myself in a proper manner. And I know that with National American Miss, they taught me how to be more poised and also to have good stage presence and how to have some speaking skills in front of, I don't know, thousands of people. And I think that's amazing, because I know that it's changed a lot of life.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome. I can definitely say NAM has helped me grow in lots of poise and confidence too.
I want to know about the prizes. What did you guys all win? What did y'all bring home? What are the prizes?
Why don't you answer that question, Gabby?
Oh, well, NAM certainly spoils their queens. And I know for sure that they give National American Miss Queens a lot of opportunities to present themselves, sharing their platform at New York Fashion Week, at NAMM Summer Tour, where you get to go all across the country representing yourself. And they also give you a whole bunch of NAMM boutique gift cards and sponsor gift cards. And I think that's super fun because I'm able to go shop, especially when it's on a discount.
That's awesome. Thank you for calling. See you soon, Gabby.
Thank you.
That's so cool because you have friends for life, you know, because I've met, when I was in the Mrs. America pageant back in the days, I have friends for life that I still get in touch with. And just being with National American Miss, you have friends all over the United States, in every state.
I think I met Gabby when we were both about 6 years old, and we are still friends to this day.
That's amazing. Do we have another caller, Tommy? We do. Take it away.
Hi, you're on the air.
I'm Clay Johnson.
Hi, Kalei. Can you tell her? This is one of our tweens. You had met her before when we were at Feeding Tampa Bay, and she was helping, you know, feed the Tampa Bay. And you have a question for her about her title. We're live on the air.
How much do you like being a reporter?
I love being a reporter for Don Reese because I got to interview literal celebrities, just like one of Muhammad Ali's past wife, Mama Ali. It was such an honor to interview her because she is very famous, and it was so cool to be able to ask her questions, and even giving her a hug was so amazing.
And you've met other film directors and producers. I mean, and that's the thing is, when I get you on the red carpet, I want you to be in front of these people and then say, how do I get in your movie? And they go, well, send me your photos, right?
Yep. It is truly Hollywood connections. Miss Dawn has all the connections, and I've been able to go to lots of film festivals and to be able to interview so many cool people.
And she does such a fabulous job. Who's ever going to turn her down? Never. So thank you so much for your question. We have another caller. Are you there?
Riley.
Hi, Riley. Yeah. How are you?
I'm good, Mariana. How are you?
I'm doing great. So do you have any questions for me?
Yes. I had one question in mind. If you could have done something differently at Nationals, what would it be?
Something that I would have wanted to do different at Nationals is to really let loose and have fun, because sometimes whenever I'm at Nationals, I'm always in a mood where I'm like, okay, it's competition time, let's go, go, go. But sometimes I really wish I would have relaxed more, and of course I met new friends, but I would have wanted to take the time to really get to know them more, even though I have already done that a lot.
Yeah, same. I definitely wish I would have, like, just let myself be like more free and like just have more fun and think of it as like a bigger opportunity rather than a competition.
And then I have a quick question for you. What is your favorite part about National American Miss?
My favorite part would definitely be the runway portion, because ever since I was little, like even when I would go to the mall and buy a bunch of clothes, I would set them up in front of all of my stuffed animals and I would do fashion shows, and my mom would be in the background and be like, yes, Riley, yes, that's so cute. And I'd be like, oh, yes, I am so cute. But I actually even got into the top five and got to compete in the NAMM for runway, and it was like one of the most exciting things. It was very nerve-wracking. I was super nervous. But once I got on the stage and like I just saw everyone and all my sister queens cheering me on, I felt like so confident in myself, and I was just like, yes, I got this. I can do this. And I was so proud of myself. I did not slip on that stage because let me tell you, that stage was very slippery.
Yep, you definitely did an awesome job on that stage. But something that we didn't get to do was you didn't say your title. So can you please say that real quickly?
I'm the National American Miss California preteen.
Yep, she's all the way from California calling us today.
Where in California?
Los Angeles.
Okay.
Los Angeles.
I got Hollywood connections up there as well. You never know. You know, as a question, you've been on, do you have a question for a judge? I've been a judge for over 40 years and with National American Miss as well. Do you have a question for me that you'd like to ask me as a judge? Anything that comes to mind?
One thing that I've always wondered is, like, when you're sitting there, do you get nervous to meet the girls? Because I know I get nervous sometimes to meet the judges and talk to them because I don't want to mess up. But I want to know, do you get nervous to meet us?
We actually have fun because we're so seasoned, and we just want to see somebody that shines, their inner light shining, and they can speak well, because we want to make sure that national winner like yourself and both of you are, you know, great speakers. And that's what I look for, and somebody that's not shy, because I've seen the shy ones come back and all of a sudden they conquer. So it's amazing. Yeah. So were the judges, were there any celebrity judges there when you were there? Do you remember
there
any of them?
There were. What if the celebrity judges there was a former Miss Teen USA?
Oh.
And it was such an honor to meet her because she was all over the internet. And like just being able to talk to her and say hi was literally such an honor. And actually, after I was crowned, I got to give her a big hug and take a picture with her. And it was so amazing.
That's so much fun. And then they tweet your picture and they're like, oh my God, this is so much fun.
Yeah.
So we look at the clock. It's about 6:56. We have a few more minutes left. Is any other? Keep going. You're doing fabulous. And how do you like it so far?
It's been so fun. I mean, I can't wait until the next time I get to do this.
I'm excited for you. And this is Tween Talk. We're going to have to come up with some music for you. So
Yeah. Maybe
if somebody has some music out there that they want to collaborate, or you can talk to my engineer. We'll play your favorite songs. Or at the end, what is your favorite song? We can close with that.
I don't know. I think one of my favorite songs is Miracles Happen, because it's the song that Nam plays every time someone is crowned. And whenever I think of that song, I always think of National American Miss.
Miracles Happen. Do you know who that's by, Tommy? Maybe we can end the show with that. I don't know. Well, he'll try to find out. Well, your mother is a great, amazing lady that has been there everywhere with you, and she gets you to every event. You're so busy. What are your future plans? What do you want to do in the future? You're going to be a doctor, a pediatrician.
Something else that I also wanted to do in the future was get really big with my dance career, because I love to dance, especially with hip hop, but I also love doing other styles like lyrical ballet, and that's something that I would love to do in the future as almost a side job.
Wow, that would be amazing. My mother was a dance teacher. We had 300.
Really?
We used to have ballet bars downstairs in our basement, and that was so much fun because I could go downstairs and do my ballet, and I miss those days, but yep.
And then during quarantine, we actually did some Zoom classes, and my dad was actually able to help me construct a bar that I got to use during the online classes.
Oh, that's really cool. That is cool. That's me. We have two more minutes. Anything else you want to talk about? Anything, your social media, your mom, or where they can see some of your photos or anything?
You can actually follow me on social media at The Nam Preteen, which is my official account, or you can follow my personal, Mariana Tagato 772.
Wow, amazing. And I know Tommy's on the phone. We have one more call before we go. We're good? And did you find that, Tommy? I know I'm putting you on the spot.
Renee is on the phone.
Yes, okay, yes. Do you have a Renee? Is it Renee?
Yes. Hi. I just wanted to say hello.
Hi.
And I wanted to say how you doing? And I wanted to say how proud I am. A few years ago, we were at the Dunning and Film Festival with Dawn.
Oh, you were with her last year.
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
It was the last year. It was in 2019.
Yes.
Do you recall?
Yes.
And I just want to say she's grown up such a beautiful young lady, and I'm so proud of her.
Thank you. Thank you.
And Dawn, she has really, you have really taught her what she knows, and, you know, I'm
I don't know if you're, we have 1 minute, Renee, but what was your question? Do you have a question for her about her title this year? She just won. And make sure make sure you're not on speaker. We got to make sure everybody's not on speaker. They want to do that. Okay.
I'm not on speaker.
And what's your question for her for being a title holder?
No question. I just want to say congratulations, and I'm
Thank
so proud
you.
Of her. And I do want to say that it was really lovely working with you a couple years back at the Dunedin Film Festival. And Dawn has done such a great job in helping you and you and your mom. And I just think you're just beautiful. And
Thank
I
you.
Wish you all the best in the world, because you got the world by the hand.
Thank you for tuning in to say that. That was really touching to me.
And we got to go. We have 30 seconds left. Thank you, Renee. Not even, he's saying. And this is the song?
Yes, this is.
All right, let's close. We'll have Tween Talk next month in February, hopefully on a Saturday. We'll work that out. Right, Lynn?
Yeah.
All right, bye, everybody.
Bye. It's falling into
place. WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.